Blockbuster Nostalgia Shorts.
How we fix it.
Hey everyone, EG Sites.
Francisco Landin.
Blockbuster Nostalgia here to fix Lethal Weapon.
That fucking awesome action movie that you love. We are here to fix it today.
We're going to tell you what's wrong with it.
No, we are going to tell you how we make it better.
That's right.
All
right,
so I say we take Mel Gibson immediately, shoots, what's his name in the face?
Danny Glover?
Yeah, shoots Danny Glover in the face, kills Danny Glover because clearly he's coked out all the time.
Yeah.
So then the rest of the movie is just a police force trying to take down Mel Gibson.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
But who's his wisecracking partner?
No, nobody. Oh, his gun.
Oh, okay. So clearly, gun played by, I'm going to say, Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, yeah. It's the 80s. So Bobcat Goldthwait plays the voice of the gun.
Plays the voice of the gun.
Yeah. And the whole time he's telling him all these awesome, like, funny things that Mel Gibson think are super charming. Really.
And everyone's laughing. I mean, the audience, but then not the people in the movie.
Because he's shooting him in the face.
So many people. He's shooting so many people.
Yeah.
All those one-liners, those are children that he's shooting, too. Yeah. They're definitely children.
Every cop in that fucking movie, he murders 100
children.
Yes, but the whole time, it's Bobcat Goldthwait's voice. So it's super harmless and cute and funny. But really, it's just a madman loose on the city just shooting motherfuckers in the face.
Oh, I like it.
Yes. Also, he's Mad Max. So he is Mad Max, pre-Mad Max.
Mad Max.
Yeah.
Does he drive a fucking badass black sports car?
Yeah, of course he does. Of course he does,
yeah.
He's just burning fucking diesel fuel through a sports car.
Oh, man, he is.
Just rocking it out, eating dog food out of a can. This is all the workings of a madman in his fucking brain. But really, he is just a rogue cop in L.A. shooting motherfuckers in the face.
Here's the M. Night Shyamalan twist.
Yes.
It's Mel Gibson.
Yeah, the whole time, it's just Mel Gibson being Mel Gibson.
Hollywood movie star Mel Gibson.
Yeah. It is actual.
Who has been running over children and shooting cops in the face the entire time.
Yeah, not aware in any way of what the fuck is going on.
No.
And because he thinks he is in Lethal Weapon and in Mad Max at the same time.
At the same time.
Yeah.
He got the movie scripts confused. All right, here's an idea.
Yes.
Let us just take every page of the Mad Max script. No, let's say Road Warrior. Road Warrior's better.
Yeah, let's go with Road Warrior. It is better. Yes, you're right.
Let's take every page of Road Warrior and every page of Lethal Weapon and just take every other page, put them together.
Or just like shuffle them?
Shuffle them like a card deck and make that movie.
Yeah, because it coordinates between he's a wild card and I'm too old for this shit. With, like, I'm cutting out fingers and we're stopping rape and, like, there's a lot of, like, we
does
don't have
Danny
any gasoline.
Glover become
Lord Mungus?
Yeah. I was going to say Toe Cutter, but that's the first one.
Yeah, that is the first one.
Yes,
yeah.
Lord Mungus.
Yeah.
Does Danny Glover have to cut some fucking people in
half?
Of course
he does.
Does Danny Glover have Joe Pesci now as a gimp?
Yeah, or as the little bush dude that has that boomerang thing that cuts off that guy's fingers.
Oh, you're talking about the wild child?
Yeah. That's Joe Pesci. Oh. Joe Pesci is a wild child. He is like 5'2", so that would make
sense. That's true. He is a small child man.
He's just a little kid running around fucking throwing boomerang type shit out. And Mel Gibson just shooting motherfuckers. All
right. What if, so Joe Pesci, obviously very small man.
Yes.
One might almost call him a peck. So what if it's Willow, but it's also Lethal Weapon? So
we go with Lethal Weapon, Mel Gibson in Willow.
Yes. Mel Gibson from Lethal Weapon and Danny Glover from Lethal Weapon, but they're now in Willow instead of Mad Mardigan.
I would say that also Mel Gibson thinks it's Mad Max.
He definitely thinks it's Mad Max.
He thinks it's Mad Max times, but it's all Willow.
It's still very much Willow.
So that makes sense when he's like, he doesn't know what to do with the baby.
So then
Joe Pesci is like, no, you're not supposed to get rid of the baby. And he's like, no, this is Mad Max times.
Yeah. And so then obviously at the point where he would challenge not Gary Busey to a fight, he instead challenges the Hydra from the end of Willow.
Yeah, of course.
And he has to beat him in the rain in a martial arts fight.
As does Danny Glover has to say, I am too old for this shit.
And probably shoot a wizard?
Yeah, why not? He shoots some wands and shit. Yeah. And also, at the same time...
No, he still has his fucking, like, six shooter.
Yeah, he shoots a wizard and at the same time shoots a dude with, like, feathers and, like, weird, like, helmets and shit like that from Mad Max times.
Oh, yeah, he definitely does. And then he has a one-liner, like...
I'm too old for this shit?
Sure.
He's like, I'm too old for the post-apocalyptic Willow shit.
Nightmare.
It is
he has a funny one-liner like, nuclear war will destroy us all. Please disarm the nukes. oh God,
there's dragons everywhere. And that's how we would fix fucking Lethal Weapon with Willow and Mad Max.
Sounds like the perfect movie to me. If you like this and like more of our nonsense, please visit us, Blockbuster Nostalgia. We're on Facebook, we're on iTunes, we're on Podomatic.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe, follow, rate, review.
Share.
Bye-bye.